Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers toward morning, a low of 49. There's a special meeting of the Kenosha Transit Commission at 4:30 this afternoon in room 301 of the municipal building with proposed fare increases highlighting the agenda. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
The public will have a chance to comment on the main fare increase, up to $2 from the current $1.75 fare for adults. Racine's Bell Urban System, by comparison, also has a $2 fare. Student fares would go up by 25 cents to $1.50, adult monthly passes to $60, students to $45, $30 for an elderly monthly pass, and the paratransit cash fare, that would increase to $4. Kenosha Transit System buses run weekdays from 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday service, though. Racine's Bell Urban System is 5:30 in the morning till 10 at night on weekdays, 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9:40 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Sundays. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
A week after approving a 2017 budget, the Racine County Board meets at 6:30 tonight in Ives Grove to set the levy and the tax rate. Going into the meeting, ahead of the official numbers being presented to supervisors, the budget levy is to go up about $936,000, in part because of some initiatives put forth by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. One is an expansion of mental health programs at one general location, while another is the start of the creation of a youth sports complex, and there's money for the Sheriff's Department. City of Racine taxpayers will have a solid waste collection container by this time next year under a semi-automated system the Public Works Department is planning to roll out. But a fully detailed plan for bulky waste collection is still in the works. Something will be in place, according to Commissioner Mark Yellen, who noted a fee caught by one of the aldermen in the proposed budget will be dropped. Yellen said the Pearl Street site would be open more, but with continued restrictions on what can and cannot be accepted.
Tires, microwave, those items that are regulated waste that we cannot bring to the landfill, we are still going to charge recycling fees for that. Concrete, that's more of a construction waste. We don't pick up concrete at the curb or anything of that sort.
Going into the budget process and planning for semi-automated carts next summer, discussion about bulky waste had included a handful of free pickup requests in a given year. Real Christmas trees may not be available yet for sale, but perhaps the largest in Racine arrived Sunday for its dress-up and display to the community over the coming weeks. The 45-foot blue spruce was donated by Lisa and Ronald Zimmerman. Lights and ornaments are the priority for the tree this week because Saturday evening is the annual downtown holiday parade, followed by the official tree lighting ceremony on the south end of Monument Square. Walker's Point neighborhood and Milwaukee's historic Third Ward will be impacted by a public works project for the next several weeks. The Water Street Bridge over the Milwaukee River is being worked on through December 16th. DPW is installing an upgrade to the bridge's center locking system. Two men appeared in Racine Circuit Court today accused of entering a former employer's garage in August and taking two ATVs. 19-year-old Zachary Browers of Union Grove and 20-year-old Tyler Wetzel of the town of Yorkville each face a single count of burglary. According to court documents, there was no forced entry to the victim's garage in the town of Raymond, and he told investigators the suspect had the code to gain entry to the building. The ATVs were recovered, hidden in Wetzel's home. Both men are scheduled to return to court later this month for preliminary hearings on the charge. A new nonstop flight between Milwaukee and Seattle is coming this spring. Delta Airlines will start the service March 9th, leaving Milwaukee at 7:55 a.m. and arriving in Seattle just before 10:30. The return flight leaves Seattle at 5:05 p.m. and will land just minutes before 11 p.m. The route is the third nonstop to Seattle from Mitchell International Airport, with Southwest Airlines and Alaska Airlines also offering those flights. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.